City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook, pre-match.
We know what to do. We have to win every game from now, and we still have a good chance if both competitions, and it's not depending on other teams, it depends on ourselves. So you know, we're going to work really hard and we're going to stick together and we make sure we get the results in.
Rafa Benitez has told his team not to look at the Premier League table. That's pretty good advice because it makes pretty depressing reading. Spurs have stolen a four-point march and Manchester City still have the advantage over Liverpool in the Champions League race. 7 days ago, spirits sunk to a heavy low with a defeat at Wigan that looked gutless. There's now 9 games to play in the Premier League and Liverpool need to show the stomach for the fight, a fight they are still capable of winning. The next 7 days will tell us so much. Following Portsmouth tonight, it is the 1-0 deficit that they must overturn against Lille in the Europa League, and then a whopper of a showdown with Manchester United at Old Trafford on Sunday. Tonight, Liverpool showed 2 changes from defeat in Lille. It's a rest for Dirk Kuyt, who looked weary on French soil, and Lucas Leiva also sits out. Alberto Aquilani with a rare start for the Reds, and Maxi Rodriguez, who was cup-tied in the Europa League, is also brought into the 11. Pepe Reina is in goal for Liverpool. Glenn Johnson, the right back, continuing his rehab and comeback. Played 100 times for Portsmouth in a 3-year spell on the south coast and scored 4 goals for them. He's already scored 2 for Liverpool. At the start of this season, Rafa said he wanted quite a bit in front of goal from Liverpool's right back. Jamie Carragher and Daniel Agger, the centre-backs tonight, and Emiliano Insua is Liverpool's left back. Alberto Aquilani starts alongside Javier Mascherano in the midfield, and then the attacking formation with Maxi Rodriguez on the right-hand side, Ryan Babel on the left, and Steven Gerrard supporting Fernando Torres, who's currently on 13 Premier League goals for the season. Last season, he scored 14. He's within touching distance of matching his own record. That's Liverpool's lineup tonight. There is a slightly weakened Portsmouth element, because in goal, Jamie Ashdown replaces David James, whose calf injury keeps him out of the game. Steve Finnan at right back, it's Rocha and Horidas in the centre-backs, and Belhaj is the left back. Diop just in front, Brown, O'Hara, Wilson and Dindan, with Piccione up front.
The game.
Free kick wider on the right-hand side from the last one, so maybe about 5 yards from the corner spot. Liverpool lineup pretty much the same. Curling ball out, the header down back. Aquilani, the shot by Torres and the handball claims
big shot
by those Liverpool players. Stuart Atwell's turned his back on it and run towards the centre circle. There's been no penalty there, but there was a lot of Liverpool arms in the air.
I think you can see from the reaction, it's got to be a handball. It has to be. Oh, yeah, it's
a penalty.
Missed it.
Big decision denied.
Big decision for the young referee early on, and he's missed it. You have to say he's come through a ruck of players, whether he was unsighted. You know, if you're unsighted, you can't give them. If he's in the right, he's in the right area, the right side of it, it's a blatant penalty.
It wasn't like he had his arm down towards the side
of his
bottom or anything. He had it up in the air. It was.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. He took the legs out of that one, Steve, got away with it.
It's a free kick up at the other end, and it'll be taken by Jamie O'Hara. Lays it into the box, Reina comes out, punches over the top of the man in front of him. He just about got that ball off the head of Frederic Piccione. And then it was swayed over the top of the crossbar by Portsmouth in the end.
The Portsmouth players are, I don't know, they're lambasting the referee for what, I don't know, let's see. Was it for a cut, thought it was a corner. He thought it was deflected, which it was actually off Aquilani. He's got that one wrong, the referee early on, so made a couple of errors early on.
Carragher holds that ball up, back to Mascherano once more. Now Insua runs forwards, just not really the right decision.
Unintelligent, Steve.
He's hit it over the crossbar.
He's 40 yards out-ish, 35, 40 yards out. We've got great options on the left. Babel's got a bit of space, Torres in the middle. And, you know, it's very naive of Insua to do that, really. You don't mind if he hits the target, makes the goalie win. But he's under no pressure whatsoever, and you have to hit the target even from that distance.
Kick out by Jamie Ashdown into Liverpool's half, caught by Insua on the half volley. Immediately sent back forward by the Portsmouth defence. And there in the middle of the park, Diop with that long leg, stretches out, connects, but won by Liverpool, play forward to Gerrard, flicks it over for Torres, there's too much on it. Torres won't find it before Jamie Ashdown does. But that was intelligent play, and if only Steven Gerrard's ball had an ounce less pace on it. Alberto Aquilani, him to Fernando Torres on the left-hand byline. Yeah. Torres, who made those comments at the weekend saying how desperate he was to make that top four finish with Liverpool in the Premier League. It's out to Rodriguez, right side of the box, hits a shot, comes off Jamie O'Hara, corner kick for Liverpool.
Yeah, it wasn't on, he should have been nearly ball into the box there from Maxi Rodriguez. And you know, he had good overlap from Johnson, but he chose the shot. Got a corner anyway, Steve.
A bit of Mascherano to Alberto Aquilani on the halfway line. Well, there's no doubt that the possession carried by Liverpool in the opening quarter of this first half has been massive.
But it's better when you see Aquilani where Lucas would be sitting. At least he's delving, he's looking into the areas where if he keeps on going, he'll get on the ball and be able to hit them in the last third.
He's asking for it now, receives it from Rodriguez, the space in front of him on the edge of the box, rolled into Torres, good passing movement, Gerrard maybe with the finish, he's hit it over the crossbar and into the exit sign behind Jamie Ashdown's goal. Lovely move, really quick passing between Liverpool's forward men and Gerrard. Yeah. Upset that his finish wasn't a bit more clinical.
He's disappointed, obviously, Steve, because he knows he should have done better. It opened up for him. Lovely move, and again, underlined, the reason being Aquilani ventured forward, got involved in the right areas, and it opened up because we've got an extra man in the last third, you know. It's not rocket science. We should be doing that even more so all through the season. With Lucas sitting here, you know, the imbalance in midfield within the Mascherano, that shows, you know, you've got a more progressive player.
Forward ball to Aquilani, on the volley, cross the face of Jamie Ashdown's goal, and he misses the target. That's what the fans want to see, a chip ball from Maxi Rodriguez, the volley from Alberto Aquilani, and he was close.
Great run, great link-up play, that's what you want from your centre midfield players, and again, it was a good strike, it was real difficult technique to score from there, but you know, he's just dragged it slightly wide, real good effort, and again for me that's the most positive thing we've seen from the game. You know, the first 17 minutes so is Aquilani, you know, he come on and done really well against Wigan. He's no mug, Steve, he plays for Italy, you know, he's a good player.
Rodriguez to Babel, Liverpool coming forward from the halfway. Ryan Babel comes infield, he hasn't got that killer pass at the moment, plays it short, 1-2 with Rodriguez, Babel lays it on to Torres, he's too wide to shoot, he'll put it back in there,
volleyed
away and out of play by Herman Hreiðarsson. A little bit of hesitation from Babel and Torres. Results in the throw-in on the right, and they've won another now as that skids off the leg of one of the Portsmouth players.
That's what you want to see off Ryan Babel, don't you?
Rodriguez now capitalising on that possession ball that Aquilani won. It's broken out to Torres on the right. Dragged it away from Wilson. Goes towards the dead ball line. Comes infield now, takes on Wilson. Still going Torres down on the ground in the box. I think it looked a little bit too obvious to be given as a penalty.
Well, he got the wrong side of him, Steve. The defender got the wrong side of Fernando Torres.
Maxi Rodriguez, right to the Portsmouth penalty area. Gerrard will cross from a wide angle. Hit the hand. Linesman near side, didn't give it. Gerrard, frustrated, shouts at him. And then Nadir Belhaj clips it into touch for a Liverpool throw, which Carragher takes quickly.
It looked like a handball from me, and we'll see it again. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Of course it was. But to be fair to the linesman, it was behind the player. The linesman wouldn't have seen that. So a couple of handball decisions not going our way at the moment.
Mascherano.
It's a great run by Steve
Gerrard. Fine pass to Maxi Rodriguez on the right wing. His curling cross into Torres. And that was great defending.
Well, Steve Gerrard's run.
Blocked out by Ricardo Rocha from Torres to stop the striker.
Steve Gerrard's run just opened it all up for Maxi Rodriguez. Decent cross with good defending.
Now, great chasing down by Gerrard. The keeper's kick out is weak. Picked up by Rodriguez. He's yes! Fernando Torres matches last season's amazing goal scoring stat. He's now on 14 Premier League goals for this season. That was put on a plate to him, really. Horrendous howler by Jamie Ashdown. Great closing down by Steven Gerrard to win possession play for Liverpool. And then calm, sensible thinking by Maxi Rodriguez to roll into the path of the man with dynamite in his boots. And Fernando Torres makes it Liverpool 1, Portsmouth 0.
Yeah, Steve Gerrard, fantastic. You know, leading with the armband, brilliant. Chasing lost cause, Steve. You know, chasing pigeons, we used to call it, but the goalie's got it, and Steve's just closed him down. Goalie's made a little bit of a mistake, he had to say. Steve done really well, capitalised on it, fell for us kindly, and then, as you said, Rodriguez kept his cool, just give it to Torres, who won't get a simpler goal this season, but right place, right time. And it's, I don't think it's no more than what we deserve for what we've seen in the first 26 minutes or so of the game.
Well, in the end, it looked dreadfully simple, John.
Yeah, we just got a little bit of luck, didn't we? You know, the goalie, a little bit unlucky. Fortune shone on us.
Yeah, I don't think Jamie Ashdown will be all too pleased with watching a rerun of that one. Did he hesitate?
Good,
I don't know. But there's
that's
a ball to Gerrard. Off to Rodriguez.
Played.
Now Johnson's brought in. Right side of the box. Cuts it across the goal.
Good play.
And away by Ricardo Rocha. I've seen elements of play in this game that we haven't seen for a long time. Rodriguez back in.
Still pressure.
Clearance out by Wilson. Johnson again feeds through. Drops chance. For Torres, far side on his chest. Then his knee. Torres trying to dribble it through. Got a chance again. Babel makes space. It's Babel.
Yes!
Babel makes it two. Two in 2 minutes. Liverpool are on a roll. And it's football like we haven't seen for quite a while from the Reds. When they needed to come to the fore, they're just doing that. That time it was Babel, and Liverpool are 2-0 up on Portsmouth, and they deserve it.
Well, first ball initially from Rodriguez was defended well, but it came out to Johnson, who put a smashing ball in far post. Torres had peeled off all the defence, never panicked. You know, the ball fell to him kindly, and then Babel, just he had to get out of his feet quickly, Ryan Babel. He did it really well, and he toe-poked it in the end. Into the far corner net. 2-0. Excellent, Steve, you know. And very rarely have we had a game so early on. We've been two goals up, you know, since last September. So hopefully it'll give us the impetus and the initiative to go on and win the game very comfortably. And we're playing well. As I was saying, you hit the note, right? We're actually playing some good stuff. There's some good movement up front, you know, and we haven't seen that for some time.
Johnson's making a difference.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, we've got a right back who's involved in all the attacking moves.
Yeah, down this right hand side. You have to say the left hand side. You know, as I say, that Steve Gerrard's got involved there with Babel and won a thrown over the left hand side. But yeah, you know, I think Rodriguez and Johnson, you know, have knitted well throughout the first half.
Portsmouth pick the ball up and play it back towards their keeper through Stephen and to Jamie Ashdown.
Yeah,
once
again,
how long does he want to clear the ball out? Gerrard's into him in a shot, and Ashdown again nearly makes an error, just not as bad as last time.
Yeah, got away with that one. But there's a skip in Liverpool now, isn't he? Yeah. There really is to the player. Confidence looks to have been restored to a certain degree at the moment. You know, Portsmouth, you know, looking to just keep on doing the same thing. I mean, they can't get the ball off us, to be honest, but the major threats, the lad up front, Piccioni.
Now Gerrard again for Liverpool. This has been the centrepiece of the half, really. The captain starting it all. It's a 1-2 and Torres skips.
Yes!
And there's Alberto Aquilani's first goal in Liverpool's shirt. Torres with a very clever dummy, and Aquilani with a flash of the left foot meets Jamie Ashdown at the near post. And that is a fantastic first goal to score in the red shirt. He is a happy man tonight at Anfield. Liverpool are 3-0 up on 30 minutes, and everything is going right tonight. What a contrast to most of the other games this season.
Well, I think we're seeing, Steve, why he was bought, you know, why he's worth 20 million or whatever. We're seeing that tonight. You know, he's needed time, he's settled in. You know, and his runs have been tremendous. He deserves that goal. It's a fantastic move. Gerrard and Torres on the same wavelength. The dummy, Aquilani makes his run into the box again. Brilliantly. Opens up. Bang. 3-0. Happy days. Game over.
If it wasn't before. Babel now to Aquilani. Torres has it wide left. Every move forward from Liverpool looks like a goal-scoring one at present.
He's oh,
it's off the bar from
great
Torres.
Effort.
Breaks back out. Came off the inside of the post. It's back out to Glenn Johnson. Johnson from the right towards Rodriguez. Danger again!
Oh,
Gerrard misses his chance.
Great play.
That was for four for Liverpool.
Unlucky. Just
well,
the
they look
the
awesome at the moment. And how did Steven Gerrard on that occasion miss the target?
Super play, though, eh? don't mind missing them with play like that. That's a great passing move. But Torres had the chance. Well, it wasn't even a chance. He had no right to score, and he hit the post with a fantastic effort. And then Stevie Gerrard, he just dragged it wide of the post. But what a great move from Liverpool point of view.
Agger, Torres and Carragher all have a chat on the penalty spot, and then the corner's taken, breaks out to Carragher, right foots it towards the goal. It's going chance. So slow, it's almost in slow motion as Carragher tried to place it onto the left-hand side.
For a moment, I thought the goalie was struggling. It was a difficult technique for Jamie. The ball wouldn't come down, he only had two touches, and then he tried to do it with one and lift it. You can see what he's trying to do, lifting to the top of the net. He only went just wide by a foot or so. Not a bad effort. Hey up.
Chance now, Piccioni with a chance. First one for Portsmouth for some considerable time in this half, and he's lashed one across the face of goal, and Rayner seemed to move as though he had his angles covered.
He just went asleep for a second, and the big game fella done well. It was a nice ball, nice bit of play.
Torres now teasing his way to the right of the box. 3-0 scoreline, thoroughly deserved by Liverpool. The scorers, Fernando Torres, Ryan Babel and Alberto Aquilani. And we haven't seen football of this sort from Liverpool for some time.
Yeah, you know, like I said, Arsenal played well first half, but didn't replicate it second half. That was much better. Much, much better. Steve, all about shape of a team, the pattern of a team. No, you stop that two holding midfield players, you take one of them out, you get one who's going forward, and it opens up. Someone with a brain who's running into the right areas, you know, and all of a sudden you're making chances. They've made so many chances that first half, more than we haven't felt for a long, long time. And Aquilani, for me, has been the reason. Easy, and we always knew he was a player. You know, he could see some things, you know, that he could see. He just didn't get into the, probably the tempo of the English game in many ways, but on that shown, he certainly got it now. He got the bit between his teeth. Super first half. Gerrard's been very, very good, and Torres has been good. Some really good performances, obviously. Rodriguez has done a good job on the right-hand side. Babel's got a goal, which will do his confidence no harm. So there's a lot of good that's come out there, obviously.
We talked in the first half about Rafa probably not using an Aquilani at Old Trafford, and whilst we do this at home, do you think the manager would have the stomach to do that system away from home?
I don't think Rafa would, no. I think, you know, he's...
too cautious?
Away from home, you know. If he doesn't do it against Man United, against Burnley, against Hull, and against Birmingham, he has to play Aquilani, Steve. You know, if he doesn't do it against Man United and it works, then if it doesn't work, you know, we can talk about that before the game on Sunday, obviously, but certainly, you know, that's the type of person that makes you goals.
We're actually enjoying some football for a change. Sangi's just coming past our agent, giving a bit of a wave.
Some smiles on people's faces, you know, and we haven't been able to smile for some time, have we? So, yeah, excellent performance, dude.
City Sports, the Liverpool matchbook.
Liverpool shooting to the Anfield Road end second half. Portsmouth in the white tops, dark blue shorts, and Liverpool in all red. And we're up and running again. The ball down to Torres on the left wing. Rolls it into Insua, behind him, in fact. Babel tried to jump on that ball, but deflected out from the penalty area by Diop. Up to the halfway line. There's Piccioni. Piccioni tries to break clear, but Carragher sees it off. Just having a discussion off air. Oh, Gerrard capitalises on a bit of sloppy clearance outplay from Mark Wilson and nearly ran the ball through to the penalty area. Cleared by Jamie Ashdown. Agger now.
Good ball. Good
brings
ball
the ball out. Forward, controls it well, plays it out to Babel on the left wing. He's pushing Babel Michael Brown backwards. He's skipped over his right leg. Babel still with the ball. Plays it far post. Oh, well, too far for Torres and too far ahead for Maxi Rodriguez, and eventually runs out of play that ball.
To be fair, it was unlucky. You can see what he's trying to do, Babel. And the bend on the ball just took it too far away from... Rodriguez had made a good run round the back of the defence at the far post.
Here's Aquilani to Babel, back to Aquilani, it's Gerrard, must be four! Oh, great save by the keeper, Jamie Ashdown. Smothered it out near side of the six-yard box. Aquilani again involved in the whole of that move, and here he goes again. Gerrard and Aquilani combined. Nutmegs his man edge of the box, gives back to Gerrard. Gerrard plays out to the edge of the box. There, and that's Babel onto the top of the crossbar. and over and into the crowd behind. Fantastic. Flair football from Liverpool tonight at Anfield.
Great play, good save from the keeper. But what great play on two occasions from Aquilani and Steve Gerrard. Brilliant. And the shot from Babel was superb. I thought it at the bar first of all, but it was right in the top. What a good save that was from the keeper. Babel's in here.
Now, forward ball up to Babel. Babel left side of the box, well. Lays it back unselfishly to Gerrard. Curling effort! And he misses the top right corner of the net. Almost tried to be too precise. He was on the edge of the penalty area. It wasn't easy by any means, but Steven Gerrard almost lined up his shot, guided it just a yard over the top of the bar.
Now they're all opened up. Babel, good movement from him. Good pass to Steve Gerrard. And again, you can see what Steve was trying to do, bending the top corner. Just got slightly under. Great effort, you have to say. Again, it's only 6 inches past the post.
Belhaj, nutmegs Glenn Johnson.
It's a great run.
There goes Belhaj. Plays it back to Michael Brown. Oh, the one-handed stop by Pepe Reina. It's not just the strikers doing the business for Liverpool tonight. He's had little to do in the game, but when Brown shot with a thunderous effort there, Pepe Reina diverted over the bar to keep the clean sheet.
Well, Belhaj done really well. Great wing play. Skip past Johnson and Mascherano, pulled it back and should have scored, but great one-handed save from Pepe Reina.
Free kick for Portsmouth on the right-hand side of Liverpool's box. Liverpool have brought everyone back in. Aga stands on the far side. Piccioni will be the target, or Diop, they're the tallest. Curling ball by O'Hara and stopped by Pepe Reina right near the postage stamp area of his goal.
Ah, what a ball.
Kicks
that
it
is.
Out right footed.
What a
it's
ball.
Wonderful.
That
it's
is.
Found Babel on the left-hand side. Perfect outfield clearance by Reina. Babel up at the other end near the penalty area. Flicks it over to the far side. And he was unfortunate not to find the pass for Steven Gerrard. He tried to loop it over the top of the defenders. Mark Wilson being the last one. And well, straight out of play in the end.
Well, that's the ball of the game. Pepe Reina, absolutely fantastic. He's volleyed it and picked Babel out with a pass from some 80 yards. To be fair to Babel, it was a good ball into the box. But just evaded Liverpool strikers.
Must be a little bit cold tonight, Pepe Reina. He's hardly.
Well, that's a sign of a great goalkeeper, isn't it? You know, the fact he's done nothing, he's kept his concentration, you know, and pulled off a really good save. The only shot he's had to deal with, really. Nice play.
Aquilani to
nice
Johnson. Play. Now Maxi drags to the corner flag, gets the cross in deflection, and Ashdown can't hold. Then his defender loops it away from him, Mark Wilson. Ashdown with, I don't know, soap on his gloves, lost it on the floor. And then it had to be rammed into touch for a corner kick.
Steve Finnan, he collided with good play on the right-hand side from Liverpool. And there, they scramble it clear for a corner.
It's Gerrard, corner kick, comes out. Maxi Rodriguez!
Oh, he should have scored, Steve.
Well, he had to, really, edge of the box, but no one near him for 5 yards or so, and rams it wide left.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. You know, they've had to come through a ruck of plays, but he's coming onto it. It's 12, 14 yards out, and he screwed it. Screwed it wide, didn't he? It was a good opportunity there.
Aquilani free kick in towards the Portsmouth box. It's missed by Torres. Oh! Headed backwards by the Portsmouth player towards his keeper and caught in the air by Jamie Ashdown. Good defending. I think that was Piccioni who nearly put it past his own goalkeeper then. Forward with Dindan. Dindan ran into a cul-de-sac and Aquilani's there to help it out and play it up to Maxi Rodriguez. Maxi charging at the Portsmouth box, feeds it into Johnson on the right side. Was Johnson upended for a penalty shout or not? Goal kick, although Johnson disputes the decision.
I think from the reaction of Johnson there, that's a penalty. I think from the reaction of Johnson, let's see.
I think he's caught him, John. I think he's caught. It's a very hard one for the referee to call because it's only the slightest of catches. Did
difficult
he get the
one.
Ball first or not?
Difficult one. I think with the spin on the ball, he may have got. I've seen them given though, Steve.
Belhaj, John
say,
Johnson.
Seen them given.
There's been a couple of penalty shouts in this game, and Stuart Atwell's waiting for a 100% decision in his head.
It's a penalty that, Steve. He's got the man. So really, two penalties we should have had. You know, the definite hand ball first minute or so, and that was a penalty. No, first time the referee's at Anfield, and he probably doesn't want to succumb, you know, like many others have before. And
I don't think we'd be letting him off if it was 0-0, would we?
He wouldn't get away with it. It was 0-0, that's a fact.
Gerrard with an outswinger, header away by Brown. Picked up by Maxi Rodriguez. And then back to Gerrard on the right
nice
side.
Play,
he's made
nice
space
play.
For Maxi. Maxi knocks it back for Torres. Torres tried to side-foot it in. Low and precise without the power. Jamie Ashdown had a clear sight of that ball coming.
Well, you know, I think Rodriguez again had a good game. His movement's excellent, Steve. You see, you know, Steve Gerrard on the gets the byline, and to be fair, he gets the byline quite a lot. We hit on it the last home game, didn't we? And it's refreshing to see someone, you know, on the right side. Dick outfield to do it to a certain degree. Dick, he's more going inside.
Now Liverpool again, yet again they sway the pressure. Portsmouth are moving backwards. Liverpool are going forwards, and a Portsmouth player stumbled to the floor outside his box. Whether it was just a timely
Steve
injury.
Gerrard and Brown, I don't know. Brown's staying down, you know, he's a bit of a pain in the backside, you know.
I don't think
he's tried to check Steve Gerrard's run.
Two.
If you have a look, he's checked Gerrard's run, really, and Steve's. Steve's just a little bit of a skate with him. He's let him have one there, I think, Steve, but certainly Brown asked for it, you know, he's blocked it and he's actually gone to put his arm in Gerrard's face, but Steve reacted and got to them first.
I think Michael Brown's had more memorable nights than tonight. I think Steven Gerrard has absolutely torn him to pieces.
Yeah.
Babel picks it up and gives to Insua. Back to Babel once more. Sends it into the middle for Maxi Rodriguez. It was surely fouled by Michael Brown.
It's all over
surely.
Him, wasn't
it? It's away with murder in there. Taking it quickly. Akolani to Torres. Torres into the box left side. One man in front of him. Still Torres!
Oh, Declan!
Fernando Torres on fire, and the Reds on a four-goal rout against Portsmouth. Sublime finish. All the time he was loading the ammunition and teasing the defender just in front of him. And when he saw that glint of the goal netting, he unleashed a fierce shot into the corner of Jamie Ashdown's net. No stopping Torres, and Liverpool on four now.
Brilliant. But what a pass from Akolani as well. You know, I'm all for the goal scorers union, as you know. Great finish by Torres. Took it really, really well. But what it was a free kick in the middle for Brown's persistent fouling. And Liverpool have took it slightly from the wrong place, but it was near the Liverpool's goal. And Akolani's put it down. Torres has peeled off by the 18-yard box. And he's pinged the ball straight to him. Great touch from Torres. One-on-one. Sucked him in and just belted it low into the goalkeeper's right-hand side. Super goal. No more than Liverpool deserve 4-0. Hopefully there's another one in the making as well, coming in the last 15 minutes. So Akolani's been brilliant.
Do you know
really
what?
Has.
If Akolani excellent. Can't get in the side for the next game, it's an absolute shame,
well,
isn't it?
You know,
because
that's where the problem lies sometimes, isn't it?
It's been a standout fixture tonight. There's Jossi Benayoun, another quick mover of the ball, combines with Maxi Rodriguez. It's Akolani, edge of the penalty area, lines up for a shot, bounces in front of Jamie Ashdown, but caught by the Portsmouth keeper. He's just got that sniff of goal as well, hasn't he,
saying,
at the moment?
Yeah, I was just saying before about Benayoun. I thought Benayoun had gone behind Torres, but Maxi Rodriguez has gone in there. But his movement's really good. It's very, very good. And, you know, he got on the ball there, found the ball, and we ended up getting a good effort in from Akolani. So perhaps Rafa Benitez knows a little bit more than I do on the lad. Or as he should.
Martin Kelly races down the right line. Players in the box for Liverpool. Kelly's approaching the right side of it. Left-footed, hits it into the penalty area. It was a shot, you know. Jamie Ashdown caught it. Piccioni hits it across the face of goal, and a consolation goal for Portsmouth.
That's disappointing.
And that's frustrating for a Liverpool side who are after a clean sheet. It would have been their first in five games. But Portsmouth, the very end of this game, committed four men forward. Ball from the left wing, sent straight back across the face of goal from Piccioni.
Yeah.
And Weber it was with the side foot home past Pepe Reina.
Yeah, you want the clean sheets, as you said before, you know, conceded in all of our last four or five games now, and you know, it's not.
Oh, it's Belhaj, sorry.
Yeah,
got the wrong scorer, Belhaj.
So it is consolation, but certainly, you know, like 4-0 looks good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. But from a defensive point of view, and a goalkeeper, they'll be gutted about that. They deprive themselves on clean sheets, don't they?
You can see it on Reina's face now.
Yeah, and
stands with his hands on his hips.
Not happy, is he?
No, because he knows the job was done at the other end, and it's all about collecting another clean sheet. Picked up by Mark Wilson, the centre-back for Portsmouth. And then Quincy. Here goes Quincy. Long run forward, and that's a strike which has tested the keeper, Pepe Reina. possibly three times in this game he's had to be alert, and that was one of them.
Well, he's come on there, the substitute. Yeah, where's he be? Looks a decent player. That's a full-time speed, 4-1.
Whistle blows on a convincing 4-1 win over Portsmouth. Liverpool moving to fifth place in the Premier League. A point ahead of City now, but City still carry two games in hand. Well, nine games were left to play before tonight, and Liverpool, you would have thought, would have to win most of them. They've started off in spectacular style. It was the Liverpool almost of old. Fernando Torres with two trump cards tonight. A man of the match performance by Alberto Aquilani, and a goal by Ryan Babel. And very little you can complain about this tonight. It was Portsmouth who were bottom of the table, but still any Premier League team is tricky to beat. But can Liverpool carry on this sort of form into the games against Lille and Manchester United? Liverpool 4, Portsmouth 1.
Yeah, very convincing. You know, obviously, the only little blot on the paper tonight's the goal, the late consolation from Portsmouth, you know, which perhaps they didn't merit really, but scored four really good goals, could have had 10. You know, the goalie's pulled off a couple of good saves, a couple of three good saves with it, hit the woodwork. On a couple of occasions, missed some opportunities, some great opportunities, but no. It's good to see we're still on the trail of Man City and Tottenham. That's what we've got to keep on doing. You know, you look towards Old Trafford now on Sunday, and that's the boost you want. The fact that that's the best we've played since last September at home, Steve, for 90 minutes. You know, they played really well. The balance, I've said it four times now, the balance of the team is so much better. It's been crying out for that for ages. People know, the pundits know, the ex-players know, you know, some of the press know, the fans know, certainly, that Lucas and Mascherano, it doesn't really go. We know that. There might be games away from home where you can play counter-attacking football with them two sitting. But certainly at Anfield, you know, and most games away, Aquilani's shown tonight what he's all about. 20 million, and he showed he's worth it tonight. He's got to play him. Rafa has to play him. Now the rest of the season.
We say that, but I can guarantee you, John, that Alberto Aquilani will not be in the starting 11.
Are you guaranteeing me, are you now?
At Old Trafford. I think you'll play against Lille.
I think
they'll go to Old Trafford with that Lucas Mascherano mentality.
I think you're probably right. But, the lad would feel very aggrieved.
He deserves to play.
If he plays against Lille and he plays like he did tonight, he has to play at Old Trafford. You know, Rafa. You can't. See, when you're asked to go on and perform and do what you're paid to do, you'd expect to play game after game, don't you? That's what your best players are there for. Aquilani's £20 million player. He showed that tonight. You know, against a poor Portsmouth side. You see the quality he has. Now, he has to play him all the time. And you can see we got possibly, because we haven't seen that from him an awful lot, we've got possibly another world-class type of player on our books. But you have to play him, Steve. If he plays well, you have to play him in next game, like Steve Gerrard, another one. The more he'll play, the better he'll become. He's a very similar player to Arteta in many ways. I could see a lot of likenesses to Arteta. He was a great player. I love Arteta. Watching him technically, gifted, superb. And Aquilani's very similar to him. You know, he's got to fit in now. We haven't got no money to go and buy players. He's quality. You know, Lucas should be on the bench anyway. He's no more than a bench player for me anyway. He's top player. You know, he's a quality player, that line. We all seen that tonight.
He didn't just bring it out of himself. He brought it out of Gerrard.
Yeah.
A little bit further. Gerrard, you could see, enjoyed his football.
But he released him, Steve. You know, the first half, he was running into areas where normally when we got the two old midfield players, it doesn't open up. And it makes it hard for Gerrard and Torres because they're double marked and easy to mark. They're too predictable. You know, you can play in front of things. But once you've got someone running from deep positions into the 18-yard box, which he's done all day. He's got a great engine on him. He's a great athlete. You know, he dragged the centre-halves away, gave Torres a little bit of space, Gerrard a little bit more space. And we were playing fantastic football because they had the space, whereas games before, they haven't got the space. Even when Gerrard was taking players away for him to move into, it was superb. So what's the thing you had on the right-hand side, Maxi Rodriguez, who was coming in, allowing Johnson to get down the right-hand side, releasing him. And it was, you know, the balance was really good on the right-hand side. You know, he's technically a good player, Maxi. You can see that in his movements. It's good. You know, for £1.5 million, you know, he could turn out to be a decent buy once he's settled down into the Premiership.
One more for you. I hope this isn't all too little too late.
Yeah.
Which could actually, you know, in 8 games' time be the problem.
The problem we've got, Steve, you look at who we got at home. We've got Sunderland at home, which
Chelsea,
I predict will beat. Fulham at home, I predict will beat. West Ham at home, I predict will beat. Chelsea, we can beat them, right? Away from home, Man United, tough ask. But we can beat them. Oh, no, there we can be shown that time and time. Then you've got Burnley, we have to beat them. Hull, we have to beat them. And Birmingham, we probably will have to beat Birmingham. So you're looking at 2 games, Man United and Chelsea, where you're hopefully going to get three points or four points, something like that. But the rest of the games are all winnable if he plays Aquilani as someone going forward. To get goals, we've got to get goals away from home to win games. We've only won 3 games away from home. That's the problem, the whole problem. No problem at home. It's shown that. And if he does that, and the lads can take this onto the next game and the game after, we've got more. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a much more chance than we had last week, the way everyone was feeling, seeing that tonight. And it all comes down to balance and having another top quality player than you missed.
Very enjoyable. We haven't said that for a while.
I know, yeah, we haven't enjoyed it, have we, to be fair?
Post match. I think it was a very positive message, you know, if we can keep this level, if we can play well, also for the confidence of the players, so maybe we can be stronger against the rest of the teams.
The lads played well and showed that we were playing with a bit of confidence, and luckily we were lucky to notch a few goals in the first half. Obviously Rafa sticks to the same game plan and stuff, but today we just, I guess the lads felt more confident and just went out there and expressed ourselves.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook.